Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Loud and Local continues on The Rock with Kevin Deers, 99.9 KISW.
Hey, what's going on? It's Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, and we are now in March, and it has been an interesting year. Last March, I was interviewing people in person. We had some people in studio, and that just feels like a lifetime ago. I remember the Black Tones were talking about going down to South by Southwest, and there was all kinds of cool things in motion. Not so much. The year ended up being crazy. There's a lot of light at the end of the tunnel now, though. So that's very, very positive news. All that to say, hopefully in the next, 6 months or so, we can be back in studio. And my guests, Bunny Colt, today, I am welcoming you anytime we can to come up to the actual studio, okay?
Awesome. That'd be great.
So I present to you Bunny Colt. These guys are an awesome two-piece project here from the Northwest Seattle area. And they actually emailed me. So if you want to be a part of Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions, you can always go to KISW.com. There's a specific email in there in the Loud and Local section. They must have seen that because they emailed me their music. I dug it. I got a hold of them and see what happens. So before we go any further, what's your name and what do you do for Bunny Colt?
I'm Nick. I do bass, vocals, do a little guitar. And
I'm Joe. I do guitar, synth, a little bit of everything.
He programs the drums and stuff as well.
Nice. So tell me a little bit about how you guys started the project. Have you guys been friends for a while, or did you guys kind of just meet like on a message board, or how did the project get going?
Yeah, I mean, we were friends beforehand, and we always have these shared musical interests, and I guess we were just good buddies even before all this, and we were literally like sitting in a brewery one day, and we were like, dude, we should start a band, and we did, and we were like, okay, well, let me just bring the little guitars over, and we'll see what happens, and this was 2 years ago, something like that.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming.
Yeah. And, at first we just kind of like messed around, and we had some stuff that we were kind of jamming on, some riffs or this and that. And it was mainly just, two guitars at that point.
Mm-hmm.
And then, we just kind of started, then a song came, and then we just branched out, and it got kind of crazy after that.
Yeah. Well, what do you mean by that? It got crazy.
Well, like we had we started like buying more equipment, and we started, he actually like delved into recording, and he got massive equipment. Actually, the room we're in right now is where we recorded everything.
Cool.
And he delved into that, and we're buying pedals, and we're buying and then I picked up the bass, and we started playing bass, and it was nuts. So it just kind of blossomed after that. Honestly, and then the synth stuff started coming in, mm-hmm. after that. So I guess our first couple songs, it was literally, it's your standard, guitars and bass and drums.
You want to get weird, then you wanted to get weird with it.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys play shows with just your original kind of formula, or?
So here's the thing: when we started, like by the time we had enough songs to play a show,
mm-hmm.
it was pandemic time.
Oh, like, so you have not even played a show yet?
We have never played a show.
Studio project so far. Interesting.
Right. That's right. And it's crazy because like me personally, like I've been in bands for years. And
okay.
So I've played lots of shows, but like not recently, you know, mm-hmm. So it's kind of a strange thing for us. So yeah, it's now we're just waiting around kind of.
Yeah.
Seeing what we can develop into, you know, and hopefully when there's live shows.
So you mentioned that you played in bands between you two. What are some of the projects we might know you guys from?
Well, it's funny because neither of us are actually from here.
Oh, okay.
I'm from Nashville and he's from Pennsylvania. And my band was called Fall With Me. We were like a hardcore metal band.
Cool. Yeah.
and you know, we went on tours and stuff like and regionally in that area.
Yeah.
But it was never like when I moved up here, it just kind of stopped. You know, there wasn't a lot of music in my life at that point. And until like we just started talking about it.
So, what brought you guys to Seattle? Sorry about that, to cut you off. What were you going to say?
Oh, that's okay. This is my first project, so I haven't had a this is all new to me.
So what brought you guys you know, respectively from both Nashville and Pennsylvania, what brought you guys to Seattle in the Northwest? Was it a job or family?
Yeah, family for me. My wife's family lives out here, so we came out here about 2012.
Cool.
Been here for a while.
And exactly the same with me too. It was all family. My wife has family up here. So just moved up literally like a year before him.
What do you think? You know, you were in other bands and hardcore bands and whatnot. You mentioned that you had toured. What do you think of the Northwest music scene as a, you know, as opposed to other scenes that you've been a part of? Have you found it to be a pretty awesome experience kind of integrating into it?
I mean, as much as we can. I mean, as much as we have been able to. But it's actually really cool. It's different, I swear. Like, at least, like, from, like, Nashville.
Mm-hmm.
Nashville, that whole scene is kind of more of a grittier, weirder scene. Up here, it's slicker. You know, I don't know if that makes any sense. But I don't know. There's so many cool bands up here. And everyone seems to have a really good relationship and there's a cool scene and I love that. So that's kind of a big difference mm-hmm. that I noticed, but I don't know. I think that's a really big deal. You know, all of the cohesiveness, everyone just seems so cool with each other.
Well, I'm stoked that you were able to message me about the music. I dug what I heard and I want to play some songs from the album. So before we go into these songs, why don't you tell me a little bit about the process of recording them? So you guys recorded them yourselves or you went to a studio?
Yeah,
no, we recorded everything right here. We started off trying to use GarageBand mm-hmm. and some very cheap methods to try to get audio interface and that kind of thing. And it just kind of blossomed from there. Like we said, we just went crazy with equipment. And now we're at a position where we can just, everything's set up. We can just walk in, hit record and go.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I guess you're using Logic now, yeah?
Logic, yeah.
Yeah.
So we're going to go into Hand of Glory. You guys got anything you want to say about this jam before we...
This was an earlier song that we did for this record. And I don't know. It's about crushing your enemy.
There we go. Very metal. Here's Bunny Colt. We'll be right back. Loud and Local Stay Home Session, talking with Bunny Colt now, a socially distanced affair. That was Hand of Glory. And if people dig this, where can they get your tunes and support you guys?
I mean, I guess, like, first and foremost, like, with everything, it's always Bandcamp. Like, that's the number one. Like, those guys are so great. That whole site is cool. You know, you can actually, like, we can actually make a little money off of it.
Yeah.
Which is amazing. We're on every single massive streaming service.
Apple Music.
Mm-hmm. I just saw today we're on iHeartRadio. It's just crazy. I didn't even know that. But, you know, really, if we were to guide someone, like, please just go to Bandcamp. It's just so much cooler.
Absolutely. I feel like they're kind of the pandemic champions as far as like helping, you know, bands and stuff, especially with their Bandcamp Fridays where 100% of the proceeds go to the bands. It's such a cool idea.
Yeah, it's huge. That's such a great thing. And I appreciate that. You mm-hmm. know, I mean, I heard something the other day. It was like, I don't know, if someone plays your record on one of the other streaming services 300 times, if someone bought one song from you for $1, that's what you get.
Huh.
So it's like, wow. Like, yeah. Wow. I mean, I don't know if that's exactly the numbers, but I know it's a lot. You know? So yeah, I appreciate Bandcamp. I think they're awesome.
So we got to get, some info on this name, Bunny Colt, you know, how do we join the Bunny Colt? Where did the name come from?
We went through a lot of different names. It was basically endless texting back and forth with just random words, you know.
Yeah.
We kind of liked the idea of incorporating animals. I think Ghost Cat came up. There was a few
kitten
different
fight.
Kitten fight. There was a few
kitten
different things like that, but Bunny Colt came up and it just stuck, you know, after weeks of trying to figure it out.
And I have to say, and that's a big thing for me. I mean, this is kind of silly, but I've had an obsession with Watership Down.
Like, oh yeah.
For most of my life. Like, I love it. Like, ever since I was a kid, that cartoon was so freaky. And then I read the book later on, mm-hmm. and it was so good. So I've kind of had this weird thing for rabbits, like, the whole time.
Yeah.
So when we were, like, into Bunny Colt, it was like, well, you know, at least for me personally, that makes a lot of sense. Like, I'm kind of in my own Bunny Colt. Like, really, like, it's real. So
I like
at
it.
Least for me, that was a cool part of it.
And if you want to join the Bunny Colt, just stream their songs on Bandcamp or just buy them.
Yeah. Please. Yeah.
And you can join. So this is a question. I'm going to throw it out there. And if you can, what is the first physical album, be it CD, tape, vinyl, or whatever, that you purchased on your own with your own money as a kid? Even if it's embarrassing.
For me, it was The Downward Spiral.
Nice. Okay. That's one you can still back. Yeah. Nice.
Wow. Okay. Wow. This is crazy. Okay. Well, so my first cassette was Michael Jackson Thriller.
Okay. Classic.
My first CD was Beastie Boys License to Ill.
Nice. All right. Two jams.
I think I had that before I had a CD player. I don't know how that worked.
You bought the CD player to listen to it. Yep.
Right, exactly.
Okay, so on the subject of music and everything, you know, obviously this past year has been very overwhelming, not just, you know, the pandemic, but also politics and news cycle and all of those things. When you're having an overwhelming day, when things just might be a bit much for you, stress, or you're just, you know, kind of in a cycle of negativity, what's an album that you can put on that holds up and can bring you back to a positive place, whether it be something that's powerful, emotional, heavy, you know, sing along, just an album that can bring you back to a positive mindset?
Ooh.
My go-to is always going to be In the Airplane Over the Sea by Neutral Milk Hotel.
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that. That's awesome. Funny enough, I'm going to go the other way and go super aggressive, and it's South of Heaven from Slayer.
Okay, nice, dude.
And I don't know, for some reason, that I can go to sleep to that record.
Yeah.
I like it so much. I still love it so much. So, yeah.
I like that album because it's it's like Slayer proved that they could go as fast and as aggressive as possible on Rain and Blood. And then with South of Heaven, they were just like, you know, we can actually put some groove. Just, we don't have to be as fast as possible. And Hanneman was just like, let's just make some sick, just like mid-tempo evil songs, you know?
Yeah. And that's why I love it. And I still do, like, just to this day. I probably listen to that record more than any record in my entire life.
So would you say, like, the mix there, like, the kind of, like, indie and the metal together is Bunny Colt?
Oh, that's exactly what.
Absolutely.
And what it is like, I'll write something on bass, and I'll send it to him via, I'll record it at home, mm-hmm. and I'll send it to him. And to me, this bass line, it sounds like Neurosis.
Yeah.
You know, I'm like, this sounds just like Neurosis. It's going to be so brutal, right?
Yeah.
And then he completely changes it, and it often, like, it sets me back, and I'm like, oh my God, wait. It's like not at all what I thought it was going to be, but it's so cool. Like, I'm so into it.
That's and awesome.
That is exactly what we are. It's it's this odd mix of our influences. Because to me, I can't even say what we are.
No.
I don't even know what it is. Yeah, which is great.
We keep pulling each other to the middle.
Yeah.
It's cool to have, like, that vision in your head. Like, you're like, this is going to be so heavy. And then have someone else who comes into it without that perspective that you have. And they can just add their own, like, awesome touch to it and totally change everything. And it creates this thing somewhere in the middle, like you were saying. It's really cool. That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's wonderfully shocking because we're kind of at some opposite ends of the spectrum. We have tons of shared music interests, but at the same time, what comes out?
Yeah, you lean one way, I lean the other,
and then it just changes into what you're hearing tonight.
Yeah. So what we're hearing is this from an official release from is it a self-titled album or is there a name for it?
Yeah, this record's called Rituals.
Okay.
It came out in December. On the 11th, I believe, mm-hmm. when we put it out. It's totally self-released.
Awesome.
We just did all the work ourselves and got it on all the streaming services and whatnot. And it's 13 tracks of craziness.
If people dig it and they want to support you guys, is there any physical copies available or merch that they can buy?
So as of right this moment, the first thing we're going to do is we're going to release limited edition, like, colors of cassette.
Cool.
So we're actually going to do cassettes first, physically. And I think at this point, it's crazy because, like, when we first started doing it, the first company I called was Local, and they were so cool. Like, they were really, I love everything about this company.
Yeah.
And, but they were like, oh yeah, we're 6 months backed up.
Yep.
Like, there is no way we're getting anything out in the next 6 months. Like, we're totally done. So they gave me some other things. And so I think at this point, we're looking at, like, 7 weeks before we get that.
Okay.
Which is a long time. But, you know, it's cool.
Yeah.
The first one's going to be pink. So we're pretty stoked about it.
And hey, maybe hopefully you'll have a few left over when things open up and it's safe to play shows again.
Oh, absolutely.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. And then we'll get different colors. You know, next will be teal or brown or something. I don't know.
Black the ball.
Right.
Do you guys, would you rather be the lightest band on a metal show or the heaviest band on an indie show?
That's a great question. Man, I would have to say heaviest band on an indie show.
I feel like the metalheads might be a little bit more brutal to you if you're
you know, I'll just be like, dude, I'm waiting to see the band I want to see.
Yeah.
You know,
like, turn their backs to you with their Slayer back patch or something.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah. I wouldn't want to go the other way. But I would love to play some crazy metal shows. Like, that'd be awesome. But yeah, I think the other way.
All right, man. Well, I think that we might have to make that happen once things open up. So, again, we're going to go into more jams from you guys. This is when it's Into the Dark. We're talking with dudes from Bunny Colt. And anything you want to say about this one?
Into the Dark. Into the Dark is the first, like, official song on the record. There's kind of an intro. This one... it's about losing everything. More metal sort of theme.
All right. Losing Everything. Colt here on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions here on The Rock. That was Into the Dark, and you can check out their new album. Check it out on Bandcamp. Support them. They're going to be having cassette tapes very, very soon. And just keep your eye on them. What's a way that people can follow along with you? I'm assuming all those social media platforms and whatnot.
Yeah. Facebook, Instagram.
Yep. We're on Facebook, Instagram, and then, you know, of course, you know, I guess there's Spotify, kind of like a social media network now at this point. Yeah, I mean, anyway, I think the only thing we're not on is Twitter.
MySpace, Friendster, all that
MySpace.
Stuff.
That'd MySpace, great,
yeah.
Can you still put music on MySpace?
I don't think so. I think Fox bought MySpace, and then it just got, I don't know, it's gone. It's gone the way. Sorry.
Bummer.
Tom and MySpace.
I would do it. I would absolutely do it if it was available.
Grindr. There you go.
We're available on all the normal channels.
Nice. Okay, so this is your chance to give thank yous or shout outs. Anyone you want to thank or shout out while you have the opportunity?
Just like to thank our families for allowing us to squirrel away down here and
put up with us.
Put up with us, yeah. And loud noises coming from the music room. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, I mean, thanks to anyone that listens. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, when the record came out, like, we were kind of overwhelmed with
awesome.
The amount of people. Like, I didn't think, you know, that many people would listen. So it was pretty cool to even just see that. So, yeah, whoever's listening, man, we appreciate you a lot. Thanks to our families. It's just been awesome. Yeah. And, dude, thank you. Thank you for having us on. Like,
thank you. You're welcome, man. Thank you. My pleasure, man. It's awesome to see, you know, you guys doing this and hopefully, you know, we'll have a chance to watch you guys do this live, you know, and when, yeah. when things open up again. But it's really cool that, you know, this has kind of become, well, what was originally, you know, probably not going to be a quarantine project, but, you know, finally became like a very cool quarantine project. So I'm glad that you guys got it out. And thanks for sending me your tunes.
Yeah, thank you. Absolutely. Thanks for having us, man. It's been awesome.
Any final words for the Northwest Loud and Local audience before we go into the last song?
Thank you, guys. Thanks for listening tonight, and rock on.
Right on. Here's Soul Clone by Bunny Colt on Loud and Local Stay Home Sessions.